KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Disaster management in KZN says its teams are on high alert following back-to-back warnings from the South African Weather Service. Forecasters have sent out a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in the province's southern areas today. Damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours are expected. The storm also may pose a danger to life and livestock. Then, a serious level 4 warning with more severe risks has been issued for most parts of KZN tomorrow. The weather office says some of the affected areas include eThekwini, Abakolosi, Alfred Duma and the Big Five Hlabisa local municipality. Here's KZN Kokta's Senzel Wemzila.
Residents are urged to take caution and avoid travelling on bridges and roads in low-lying areas as these may be susceptible to flooding. Avoid outdoor activities as lightning, hail and flooding may result in injuries and death. If possible, stay indoors well clear of windows, shelter pets and cover vehicles. Move livestock and cars to safe sheltered areas as there may be flying debris.
Cargo operations have resumed at our border crossing with Mozambique.
We are pleased to announce that the Mozambican systems have now been restored, with processing activities resuming at kilometer 4 checkpoint on the Mozambican side. The BMA and SARS are hard at work to clear the cargo backlog.
Mimi Mukhotsi there from the Border Management Authority. The Lebombo port of entry was partially reopened yesterday for the movement of people. South African border officials took a decision to shut the crossing following weeks of violent protests over Mozambique's contested election results. The BMA has urged travellers, though, to remain cautious, saying it will continue to monitor the situation. And a new documentary is highlighting the impact of the Taliban on women's rights in Afghanistan following its rise to power in 2021. Bread and Roses follows three women as they fight to recover their autonomy. Its executive producer is women's rights activist Malala Yousafzai. The Taliban recently banned women's voices from being heard by other women, as well as reading or singing in public. Malala says governments across the world need to put protections in place.
I'm concerned about women's rights everywhere. I do worry, how many rights of women are at risk, and make sure that we think about protection and safety for us now, but also putting the right systems in place that can protect us in our future as well.
Here's a quick look at tomorrow's maximum temperatures. Durban, Margate, Kokstad and the Berg going up to 22 degrees. Richards Bay, Ulundi and Newcastle 27. Maritzburg 24. Ladysmith 28. Moira River 25. Morning swells at the Durban beach will reach 2 metres with sunrise at 5 to 5. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.